You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are Locked On, the Washington Football Team, with the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. Your hosts, Dave Harrison and Chris Russell. Today's episode brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Welcome to a new week of episodes, guys. If you're new to the show, please, if you haven't already, subscribe or follow the podcast, rate and review it. It'll help other fans of the teams or the team find us just like you did. And of course, we're happy that you're joining us here. When we're not here, Chris and I, you can find Chris at the Team 980, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also find that on the Odyssey app. And you can find Chris covering the Washington Football Team and writing for SI.com. On Twitter, find Chris at WrestleMania621. Find me at DHarrison82 and find the show at LockedWFTPod. Chris, huge news, big NFL landscape shaking news breaking on Sunday before we got ready to record. Doesn't directly impact the Washington Football Team from a full landscape, but it does impact one of the games that the Washington Football Team is going to play, as the Atlanta Falcons have finally agreed to trade Julio Jones, a move that we knew was coming, and he's going to the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of NFC teams. I know Kyle Shanahan has already commented on this. Now, they were in the hunt for Julio Jones, you know, David, but a lot of NFC teams that are breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief that Julio Jones, got traded but didn't wind up in their division in the NFC. I mean, meaning he was already in the NFC South with Carolina, the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the New Orleans Saints. So he goes to the AFC now, and obviously some teams will have to take on the Tennessee Titans and deal with that, but that won't be, there's a difference between having him in the division and having him not in your division, where you have to deal with him twice, or where he gets traded to another team, i.e. Seattle. So that's what I think led to, Kyle Shanahan's reaction, like, "Woo, man, glad he, sure, we would love to have had him, but glad he didn't wind up in the NFC in the division," that type of thing. And for Washington, quite honestly, he didn't wind up in the division, and we'll certainly get to it here, but he also gets taken off of their schedule. Now, I don't know how you feel. Like, the Titans are going to get a 2023 sixth round pick. The Falcons get a 2022 second round pick and a 2023 fourth round pick. That's not a whole lot in terms of compensation that the Falcons got, but remember, the Falcons needed to get out of this contract, and they're only taking like a $7.5-ish million dead cap hit this year because they can spread it out over a couple of years, and they get the entire contract taken off of their books. And that's important, obviously, because they're really up against it, as we've discussed. So I think that really lowered the compensation, quite honestly, that they could get. I mean, a second round pick's nice, but it's not probably worth what Julio Jones is. And I know they got the fourth round pick 2 years from now, but again, that's probably not worth what Julio Jones, the player, and the impact is probably worth,
Yeah, no, I mean, again, it's kind of like, we've talked about with trades for other players. And every time you're talking about an older player, on the outside, a lot of fans will say, no, if the Falcons don't get a first round pick for him, they're crazy and all this other stuff. But people have to remember, the GM on the other side of the phone isn't getting the last 10, 11, whatever years of Julio Jones that gives him this, this stature within the National Football League. He's getting whoever or whatever's left of Julio Jones, and whatever's left of Julio Jones, to be quite honest, is not going to be what he has been already for the Atlanta Falcons. And that's just because of age. Injuries are starting to pile up a little bit. And then you also have the chemistry. I mean, fortunately for the Titans, they're going to have a preseason. They're going to have training camp, so he and Ryan Tannehill can kind of get on the same page. And Julio has a better running mate in Tennessee than he did in Atlanta, as far as I'm concerned. So getting that kind of compensation, I think, is more than I would have expected. I probably would have capped out at a third round pick, to be quite honest with you. But getting a second round pick for him, I mean, you look at the Titans, that's a team basically looking to make a move to push themselves towards the top of the AFC. Then they've got to keep up with the Kansas City Chiefs. They've got to keep up with the Buffalo Bills. And really, if you look at your team as you are right now in Tennessee and what you can do today to get better this year, this move makes a lot of sense. You are selling a little bit of your future to get better now. But I mean, we know how windows go, and the Tennessee Titans may not be, you know, squarely in that championship window, but they're in a playoff window. And that window is going to close eventually, because you've got A.J. Brown that you're going to have to pay sooner or later. You've got Ryan Tannehill, who eventually is going to come up on another contract maybe that he wants, or you're going to move to another quarterback, Derrick Henry. You've got other players on that roster. As the contracts start coming up and piling up, the more guys you pay, the fewer guys you can bring in. So you take the opportunity to while you can. It's a very smart move for the Titans, even if they overpaid a little bit in the long run.
Yeah, no doubt. And for the Washington football team, they were scheduled to take on the Atlanta Falcons in week four, back-to-back road games after the Buffalo Bills in week three. And David, the way I look at this is when you have, you know, Calvin Ridley, when you have Kyle Pitts, when you have Matt Ryan and a couple of other receivers that kind of started to emerge a little bit last year, that's just one less headache that you have to deal with. And they already have a bunch of headaches. In terms of the quarterback gauntlet that they have to, you know, defend and play against in their 17-game schedule. So to me, this takes one, I mean, it's one small headache, but it is a headache or a potential headache off of the docket, if you will. And then on top of that, I'm just happy that they didn't feel the need to then go and add Dallas Cowboy style to the wide receiver group and just double down or triple down or whatever after adding Curtis Samuel. Again, I didn't think it was going to happen. But after adding Curtis Samuel and Adam Humphries and Diami Brown, there was really no need to do this. But I suppose they could have done it if they wanted to.
They could have, yeah. I mean, I agree. And, you know, I think we talked about it. I said I wouldn't be angry to see Julio Jones playing in Washington. But again, I mean, when you're talking about a future second round pick and even a fourth round pick, I mean, how much does he really add to the current roster you already have? And again, people are going to kind of look at it and say, it's Julio Jones, what are you talking about? But again, you got to look at the Julio Jones you're getting, not the Julio Jones that the Falcons have had. And yeah, so I'm happy that, you know, he's I'm not so much happy that he's not with Washington, but kind of like Kyle Shanahan said, I'm just glad that he's no longer on this team's schedule. And now that Atlanta Falcons matchup looks a little bit easier, we'll see how Calvin Ridley expands into that number one role. And then, you know, Russell Gage and Christian Blake being those second and third guys. For me, though, Chris, being an Arizona State guy, Frank Darby ended up with the Atlanta Falcons. So for me, now I see that Frank has a little bit more of an opportunity to make that Falcons roster. And, you know, I'm always pulling kind of on the side for those Arizona State guys.
Makes you happy. And whatever makes David Harrison happy makes me happy. So I'm happy about that. Are you happy? If you're happy, then I'm happy. Does that make sense?
I am very happy. And you know what? People that put money on Julio Jones landing with the Tennessee Titans are also happy, even though the Seahawks did become the betting favorite, you know, during the last stretch or whatever. But also yesterday, Chris, actually, or well, Saturday as we're recording this, I put some money on the Preakness. Is that the horse race that just went down? The Belmont Stakes, that's what it is. I'm not a big horse race guy, but I was over at a friend's house. They were wanting to watch it. So we kind of started talking, like, you know what, let me put some money down on the horse that won. I can't remember his name right now. And I did so over at betonline.ag because they are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And not only can I say that, but I can prove it because I made my bet less than 5 minutes before the race actually took off. So I can confirm they are the fastest and they are the easiest way to bet on all your sports action, whether it's horse racing or baseball, basketball playoffs, hockey playoffs, UFC, MMA, whatever your style is. You can go over to betonline.ag using your laptop or your mobile device. Check out all their great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game. Head over to betonline.ag, again, using your computer or your mobile device. Sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
This is the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. By the way, the winner of the Belmont Stakes that David won on Bet Online, Essential Quality.
There you go. I also bet on the horse that finished second place.
Nice.
Just because there was better payout if they won.
Right.
So I still ended up making money.
I'm not sure. Horse racing gambling gets a little confusing for me. So.
Yeah, so you could bet to win, place, and then show, which I think place is first, second, or third. I don't know what show is. I just went with win. So I bet enough money that if the favorite won, I would still make money even though bet on the other guy. But if the other guy would have won, I would have made substantially more money. So I'm happy either way because I still came out in the
group. There you go. Good job out of you. A good weekend in the Harrison household. All right, how about the Aaron Rodgers household? He is supposed to be at Packers mandatory minicamp this week. We don't know if he's going to show up, David. That's going to be a massive story, of course, across the NFL. But USA Today's Nate Davis, a guy that we both know a little bit, and I've talked to Nate Davis a number of times over the years, and like everybody's putting together these rankings and polls and what have you during the quote unquote dead off season, dead part of the off season here, and he put together this list ranking the 31 other teams in order of contention with a little bit of analysis of who they might be able to offer in a trade for Aaron Rodgers. Now, we know, as we've discussed, Washington has constantly been mentioned, you know, because they don't supposedly have the quarterback of their future, because, you know, Ryan Fitzmagic could be Fitztragic, all that stuff. You want to take a guess at where Washington was ranked? Again, 1 through 31 in terms of the, you know, potential pursuers of Aaron Rodgers. Would you guess that it was in the top 10, David?
I would. Yeah. I mean, I would even venture to say it's, you know, probably between 5 and 8, just because people are so down on Ryan Fitzpatrick as a true starting quarterback for whatever reason, even though he's shown time and time again, he can get the job done if he's got a good roster around him. And what has Washington done? They've gone out and put a very good roster around him. There's still kind of that doubt, and there's the narrative that not just the media, but the NFL itself honestly seems to really follow, that you have to have like the quarterback or else you just don't have a chance yet. You know, again, there's still guys like Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson, and Giants fans are going to kill me for this, but Eli Manning walking around Super Bowl rings that aren't, you know, the greatest quarterbacks of their generation. So
you're free. I thought you were going Jeff Hostetler, but
yeah, I mean, there's another one, you know what I mean? I mean, Peyton Manning with the Denver Broncos. Yeah. He wasn't the Peyton Manning that we all remember and love. I mean, he was a shell of himself, yet he won a Super Bowl. Because if you have a good team, all your quarterback needs to do is drive the car. And you know, I think that Washington has a car worth driving, and Ryan Fitzpatrick can get the job done. We'll see if he does get the job done. But anyway, that's why I would expect probably a 5th to 8th place ranking on a list like this.
It turns out that you are right on the money again, just like you were with the Belmont Stakes on Bet Online. Number 7 for the Washington football team. So I personally, again, don't see it. We've talked about this. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it. I'm glad it's not number 2 or number 3 or number 4 or something like that. I mean, you know, again, Nate Davis is doing a project that just nobody else is doing, right? So good on him to come up with a thought piece. I can't say like there's no chance that it'll happen, but as I wrote about on SI.com this weekend, I think like there's a better chance that it would happen next offseason after the Fitzpatrick experience either goes sideways, wrong, or just okay. But it was interesting, one real quick note on this, the Eagles were ranked 5th, the Giants were ranked 6th, and then the Washington football team were ranked 7th. You want to care to guess who was ranked number 2 on the list behind number 1, which is an easy one, in the Denver Broncos? Guess who number 2 was, David?
I mean, it would have to be a team that was pretty low on the draft boards. And then I know, you know, the Raiders were obviously in that conversation because John Gruden just hates quarterbacks and loves collecting the newest one he can get. But Who is number 2?
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one right there. The Raiders were number 3. So you're slightly off, but that's a good one. Number 2 was the Cleveland Browns. Yikes. And Baker Mayfield. Yeah. I mean, obviously spinning Baker Mayfield to Green Bay, giving them the quarterback of their future, even though they have Jordan Love, who's kind of the quarterback of their, you get the point. It was basically, I love Nate Davis, but it was a way to get some controversy, a way to get some eyeball emojis on Twitter, yeah, if you smell what I'm cooking. So you have that. All right. The other thing that I wanted to get into real quickly, if you don't mind, with you is Chris Sims of NBC Sports, Phil Sims' son, of course, who was injured in that Super Bowl that Jeff Hostetler won for the New York Giants. Chris Sims puts out his ranking of the top 40 quarterbacks each and every year. And he put out 21 through 40, and it came out in a press release on Friday, I believe. So 21 is Jimmy Garoppolo. 22 is Ben Roethlisberger. 23 is Ryan Fitzpatrick of the Washington football team. Now, I would just ask you on the surface, right? If we're evaluating all quarterbacks in this study of 40, 23 doesn't seem absurdly low. I mean, you can make an argument maybe that he's a little bit higher. I mean, do you take him over Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy Garoppolo has been in the Super Bowl. Ryan Fitzpatrick's never made the playoffs, but Jimmy G's always hurt. So I don't know how you kind of evaluate that. You certainly don't take him, you know, career-wise and longevity-wise and accomplishment-wise over Ben Roethlisberger, who's just one touch ahead of him.
Right. I mean, I just have to look at it to where, you know, if I were running a football team, who would I want quarterbacking my football team? And I would take in 2021. I would take Ryan Fitzpatrick over both Ben Roethlisberger and Jimmy Garoppolo. And, you know, historic, you know, accomplishments aside, you know, obviously Ben Roethlisberger is a Super Bowl champion and all that stuff. Jimmy G, like you said, been to the Super Bowl. But, I mean, let's be honest. San Francisco didn't get to that point based off of Jimmy Garoppolo's play. They got there based on their defense, which, again, is how guys like Trent Dilfer, Jeff Hostetler, et cetera, have Super Bowl rings. So there's nothing wrong with that. But Ryan Fitzpatrick, as much as he hasn't been – to the playoffs, the Super Bowl, and all that stuff. Typically, it's not because of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Even some of those Ryan Fitz tragic moments. Usually, there's a defense there on the field that has put his team in a very, very bad situation, forcing him as the quarterback to take some chances you wouldn't normally take, which leads to some of those Fitz tragic moments. You know what I mean? Quarterbacks get put in that situation. There's only so much you can do about that. So, I tend to not count that a little bit more when that's the situation. So, I think, like I said, to me, I think this is Ryan Fitzpatrick's best chance to make the playoffs as starting quarterback is with this team because they have the defense to also keep Ryan Fitzpatrick from being in situations where he's got to do bad things. But, I mean, just off of what's available, which, like you said, is only 21, I would put Ryan at least number 21 here. We'll see what the rest of the list turns out to be.
Yeah, and again, it just depends on how, when you do a list like this, it depends on how much are you putting on the past, how much are you putting on the right now, because I agree with you. Right now, I would put Fitzpatrick ahead of Jimmy G and Roethlisberger, but if we're looking at past accomplishments, again, I made the argument why I understand what Sims is doing. He was one spot ahead of Taysom Hill. I mean, to me, Taysom Hill's an intriguing project here, but he might not even start in New Orleans, right? We don't know if he's going to start New Orleans over Jameis Winston. We have no idea. Just kind of interesting how these things work out. Real quickly, he said, where I gave Ryan Fitzpatrick maybe a little bump too, as compared to other guys that we don't look at as big time stars or franchise type quarterbacks is he moves pretty well. And I think he brings a little edge to the football team. David, we've discussed this. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, like people are going to think, oh, big burly beard, 39 years old, 38 years old, you know, he can't run. He's immobile and all. They're sadly mistaken. They haven't watched Ryan Fitzpatrick. From covering him, you know, a couple of years with the Buccaneers, I mean, he can do some things that'll make you pull your hair out, but he can also break down, or he can also scramble around and not just buy an extra half second. He can actually move and take off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can move. He's a little bit older than me, and he can move. He does things that make me hurt, you know what I mean? But he's out there having fun and leaving it all out on the field, and that's why guys love to go out there and play for him.
No doubt about it. All right, so, maybe you can make an argument for a couple of spots higher, but I understand, again, just remember how, like, not everybody does a ranking or a poll exactly the same way. So, again, that's probably why you see that. But you heard David and I both basically say, if it's just about this year, we'd put Fitzpatrick a little bit ahead of those guys. All right, did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor? I told you guys last week that I got some grasshopper mint Built Bars sent to me in a box. Now, I haven't had them yet, but I'm planning on having one for dessert after we do this particular episode. But if you like the original kind of staple flavors that Built Bar has, and who doesn't? Coconut, almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. There's a flavor for everyone. And if you don't know which one you like, get a mixed box. You'll get 2 of the 9 flavors. So you get 18 Built Bars all in one. Not only are the Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy and good for you. They're all high in grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and very low in net carbs, all having 5 net carbs or less. And they taste great. Soft, easy to chew, 100% covered in chocolate. Go get yourself a box. Hell, go get yourself a box or 2 or 3 or 4. Have at it. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. Use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
And while you're enjoying that Built Bar and enjoying the money you're saving using our promo code, if you enjoy saving that money, save even more the next time you need to repair and maintain your vehicle by going to RockAuto.com, where you can find parts that'll save you up to 30, 50, even 100% more depending on the make, model, and part you're looking for compared to your local chain store or a new car dealership. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're always reliably low, while the chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks to deliver directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Wrapping up today's episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, David Harrison and Chris Russell on Twitter at dharrison82, at russellmania621, and at LockedWFTPod. And Chris, we've been able to do this for a few episodes consecutively now, wrapping up our episode with voicemails from our listeners. Today we've got two. One, more just a message to us that we wanted to make sure gets airtime, listen to, respond to, but then another one that also has a question that we'll answer here to end today's episode.
What's up, D Money? WrestleMania. Hey, you guys, this is Hawk Skins. I actually left you guys a voicemail that you guys, you guys played it on the podcast. I think I was the second voicemail. Anyway, I was a guy that said, I listened to your podcast, during my power walk and, that I was the same age as Chris. So anyway, I'm that guy. So, it was crazy, man. I was actually, of course, walking when I heard, the voicemail, the voicemail. That was so cool, man. So, anyway, man, I just wanted to call, just give a, quick little shout out to you guys, continue to listen to you guys every day. And, I just can't wait for the season to start, man, so we can, really start talking some football. So, anyway, man, I want to let you guys know I'm going to pick up a couple of Built Bars this weekend, man. I'm going to get Chris's favorite, I believe, is the peanut butter brownie, and David, I believe, the mint brownie. I'm going to pick up both of those, man, and, you guys talk about it. This sounds good. Also, that salted caramel, I definitely want to try that. That sounds real good, man. So, over the weekend, I'm going to go ahead and pick up some and then, give a little taste. And then, I'll leave you guys a message, let you know, what I think. All right, fellas, y'all, take it easy, man.
Hey, Chris and David. This is Tony from Mount Airy, Maryland. I was wondering if there's any update on the facilities. And what I mean is, the workout facilities, and all I've heard is that they're kind of behind the rest of the league before Ron Rivera showed up. And I kind of wanted to see if they had made any updates, if they were kind of getting up to par. If you guys have heard anything about that, great podcast, and thanks for letting me call in.
All right, yeah, so thank you guys both for all the good words and for the voicemails and the questions and all that. Yes, get your Built Bars and keep listening. We appreciate it. As far as the facilities question, David, here's the deal. They're locked into the stadium at FedEx Field until through the 2027 season. I believe the actual lease expires in September of 2028, I believe is the date. So that's obviously not happening. They are trying to build a new stadium. We don't know the location yet, most likely in Virginia, but we don't know that for sure yet. As far as the facilities, like Inova Sports Performance Center, yeah, what they just did over this offseason is they completely gutted the fields and put in totally new fields and did like a rooted renovation, basically, so that it drains much better, so that the grass doesn't get chewed up, so that they can quite honestly use the practice fields and not have it, again, have chunks and pieces missing and have to shift from one field to the next. Because really, during a practice, for those that are unaware, you know, you really need two fields because of individuals and unit position drills. And then when you do the team drills, then you're all on one field, but you really need two fields. Again, they did that project. Now they're doing that at FedEx Field, but they're doing it in an even larger capacity. They are going deep into the ground. I believe it's about a foot into the ground, and redoing all of the drainage, all of the underneath stuff, and then bringing in new sod on top of that once they put it all back together. And they're hoping that this is the final trick, because they have had so many problems over the years. It hasn't been as bad recently since their last major renovation, which they called a minor renovation. That was in 2013. It hasn't been as bad as it was before that. But for those Washington fans that remember, in 2012, it was awful, and the Seattle Seahawks were very, very, very upset. So was the NFL, and it could have cost Robert Griffin III his time here in Washington. So basically, it's a work in progress, and you will see more and more done over the next couple of years. But, you know, it is time that they're finally taking it seriously.
Yeah, and that's good. And, you know, it's a slow-moving ship a lot of times when these types of things have to happen, and you wish they never would have gotten to that point in the first place, but they did, and all you can do is move forward and address it. So it's good that the team is addressing it. You know, we've seen them throughout the offseason doing some things to address some shortcomings, or at least some areas that they could get better at, including, I mean, fan ambassadors actually just is a thing that just happened here recently. So another great move by the franchise, and I mean, again, eventually it'll get there, because I mean, players care about the facilities. They care about the training rooms. They care about the workout facilities. They care about the field. So those are things that will help, you know, like we've talked about before, attract future free agents. And that's obviously what you want, is to become a desirable place for players to come. You don't have, you know, the beaches of California and Florida, and you don't have, you know, superstars in Los Angeles like Los Angeles does, and you don't have, you know, some of the other things that some of these other franchises have. So you need to make sure that you have the facilities and the training areas and everything ready for top tier athletes like you're trying to attract.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because while they might not always get to see it if they can't visit or whatever, they hear about it from their buddies that play there. Hey, you know, let me put in a call to this guy who I went to college with. Let me see what he thinks of their practice facilities and their cafeteria and their food and all that stuff. So that does matter for sure. So thanks to Tony for the question, and thanks everyone for all the voicemails, and please keep them coming. We will get to them as quickly as we can. 301-615-3577, 301-615-3577. If you want to fire off an email, it's lockedwftpod@gmail.com. Hey guys, get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, for David Harrison, I'm Chris Russell. Thanks as always for listening. We'll be back with a fresh episode in another couple of days. Remember, we're going to a slightly reduced schedule. This is the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast.